Yo, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, what it do? Just hitting you up, man, 94feetoflife.com, basketball for the people, man. We got a little bit of time, man. I was able to get Big Shot on the phone. Big Shot, talk to the people.
Water cooler talk, water cooler talk. Me and MJ literally doing this from the break room at our 9-to-5. So we're going to talk a little bit of Trae Young, a little bit of guard talk real quick. MJ, what you got?
Man, I'm about to get on my soapbox for 1 minute real quick. Look, Trae Young yesterday, to me, played the perfect point guard game. Everybody was talking about, he shoot too much and, you know, he do all of this and all of that. First off, I'm tired of y'all complaining about everything. First off. Second, okay, he played the perfect point guard game. I've seen literally, out of all the basketball I watched this year, out of high school, college, I've seen literally 25 point guards play that exact same game, and nobody gives them any credit or any props. And that's the real problem. It's not that point guards can't do what they're supposed to do to win. It's the fact that as fans, we don't appreciate it unless it's coming from somebody who's already averaging 30 or 40 points or doing windmill dunks. That's my problem with this game of basketball. If you're going to appreciate it all the time. Stop trying to appreciate it from the people who are really special. Ron, go ahead and take over. I could go all day on this.
But I think one of the issues is Trae Young has reached that status of Golden Boy. And once you reach that Golden Boy status, i.e. Steph Curry, although he wasn't as good, Jimmer Fredette back in BYU, once you had Golden Boy status, he starts to pick you a little apart. So yeah, shooting too far, too many, yada, yada. So he's at that status. And then two, MJ talked about to the point guard position, it's an evolving game. This is no longer dribble the ball up the court, hold up two fingers, and run play number two.
Right.
Position has not been played like that in like 25 years. So it's the evolution of the game. I thought MJ, he was great. He managed the game well. I think he only took 9 shots, maybe 3 threes. So he gave him a little bit of everything. So all you, he doesn't play like a point guard folks, he gave you that yesterday.
Right, and the whole thing is, it's like when we talk about this, he put you in a situation in which he showed you what true point guard play was. And his father played at Texas Tech and played the point guard position. He's, you know, about 5'8", 5'9". So if you're Big 12 and you short playing point guard back in the 90s, you know how to play the point guard position. But I think the kid has a great understanding of the game. To me, and then I'm going to pass it to Ron and we can wrap it up real quick. To me, it's two different types of things going on. There's people that can hoop and there's people that can play basketball. Right now, you need both in order to make it. You need to know how to hoop. Hoop is the stuff that gets the fans involved. Long threes, crossovers, breaking ankles, dunking on people. That's hooping. Playing basketball is the fundamental stuff that nobody looks at that gets that and sets up the hooping. And you need both nowadays because just playing basketball ain't gonna cut it no more.
And my last point on this, this 2018 NBA draft has a lot of good prospects, a lot of good bigs, some good wings. But to me, Trae Young is the most obvious pick if you need a point guard. So if you are a team and you're sitting there one or two, yes, Aiden, Bagley, that's a hard thing to pass up. But if you are the Orlando Magic and you get that first or second pick and you need a point guard as badly as they do, you can't pass him. I'm not saying he's Curry. I'm not saying he's a star. But for what you need, and MJ just talked about, the combination of hooping, bringing fans into the seats, and being a basketball player, he's the best combination of both in this draft. If you need a pick him and don't think twice.
All facts, man. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We kept this up to 5 minutes for y'all, man. That's efficient as hell, man. But let's go ahead and get the politics out the way, man. Your Twitter game straw, we put you on 94FOL Hoops for the Instagram, 94 Feet of Life, man. Like the page on Facebook, join the group, 94 Feet of Life. You got Big Shot Ryan, you got M Drop the J because the fadeaway perfect. Oh, yeah, please believe the podcast is coming soon, in which we're going to bring Worldwide Less, Trav and Ham onto the building. But this is just a little teaser for y'all, so y'all stay tuned for that. But 94 Feet of Life, basketball for the people, by the people.